In order to avoid any unpleasant feelings, I tend to be among the first ones in the food line. I don't really feel good about it, but I can't help it. Any suggestions would be appreciated. Well, just the fact that you've written it down is already, and that's a big deal, actually, I think. One recognizing it and seeing it, wanting to do something about it. Now, that in itself is the opening up and shining some light on it, experimenting with hanging back a bit, just to sort of see, well, how does that affect the mind? Being able to, especially around food, we're always worried about getting what we like, getting it when we like it. There's a, I think it's in the Visuddhi Magga, I think it's in reference to Sariputta, where Sariputta would, going on alms round and receiving food and seeing the tendency to wanting a lot of food, really sort of bringing up that wish. Okay, just offer a little, just offer a little. Worrying about whether the food was going to be, wanting the food, and say, to be hot and delicious. Or just offer me cold food. just sort of making those kind of, going counter to what our desires tend to drag us. Generally, the effort that we put into trying to avoid unpleasant feelings is enough to generate enough unpleasant feelings to keep one going. So that sometimes just sort of, why do I have to avoid? What is the worry? What's the concern? Why is the fear of experiencing something unpleasant? There's something that comes to mind with food. I was an extremely picky eater as I was growing up. And when I was at Ajahn Chah's monastery, Ajahn Chah's monastery had the reputation of having some of the worst food anywhere. And one of the stretches that I was living with Ajahn Chah, and Ajahn Chah started eating vegetarian, so that people would bring vegetarian food, and then the kitchen started making vegetarian food, and then when I got on that bandwagon real quick. I mean, part of it is I do prefer vegetarian food, but also there's a lot of strange food in Ubon, and from all sorts of different critters. And and just to not have to deal with that was it was really worth it. And so for a long time, they bring there'd be vegetarian food, and then the numbers of monks who were eating vegetarian grew, and then it ended up, over a period of many months, sort of turned into, one side of the dining hall was the vegetarians, and one was the meat eaters, and yeah, there was some competition there, and judgments going on. And then one day, Ajahn Chah is a very observant person, so that he probably saw that as, this is not a good dynamic. And without any kind of announcement, or unbeknownst to anybody, the cart comes over from the kitchen with all the food on it. Usually it's the vegetarian food used to come first. And the way it was done is, many monks would come, and in those days you would, the volunteers would come and pass the food out. So you'd have to be thinking in terms of making sure it was divided up and it was, you know, as even and distributed as fairly as possible. That was also part of me working with my pickiness, was I would help distribute food and then come back to my bowl, and it used to be slopped all over, and there'd be things would be all out. Not the way I would put it in, anyway. But anyway, I can get up there to receive the food and lifting the lids, and it probably wasn't just me, but I'm sort of, hey, where's the vegetarian food? And Ajahn Chah just said, there's no more vegetarian food, it's all just food. pass it all though. So then, okay, well, just adjust to that and work with that. Okay, go do that. And so it gets all passed out, and then go back and do the food contemplation, do the blessing, and then take the first mouthful of food and put it in my mouth. And sure enough, it was a frog curry. was just... And I said, oh man, I don't believe this. So that was the end of my sort of vegetarian days in that year. But yeah, sort of always trying to avoid unpleasant feeling. And I said, well, you set yourself up.